Okay, good morning, Lagos. 10 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. This is where Lagos's best conversation is domiciled. Yes, you can take that to the bank. My name is Mary Annika, and he is...
Stretch!
What's the life, baby? Welcome to another Thursday, and we're throwing back!
Welcome, Lagos! You know, very soon now, this song, the one, Kiss Daniel's song, the new one. No, the new one, the one that was Odoyewu. Odoyewu to be an oldie.
I know.
Very
why.
Soon. So some puna. Hey, do you know that old Kiss Daniel song? Ekolele. Bumper to Bumper is now an oldie.
It's an oldie. I know.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, I remember.
Yeah.
Oh man, there used to be a really nice cool spot where I used to go party by the ocean view, and they played that song all the time.
Yeah, there we go again.
I know, like,
all right,
you know, those songs remind you of places you've been or stuff you did. That's what I remember.
Yes,
Bumper to Bumper.
Okay,
for.
Okay, it has to be part. I remember it in church.
Hey! Hey!
Keep quiet now. That was okay. Let me explain now.
You can't lie. Oh.
Listen, now let me explain why it is church. Wait now.
Which church? Is that church in London?
Wait, it is when I was going to night vigil. The taxi I entered was playing it. So yeah, deal with that.
Liar. Liar, pants on fire.
When I plan it, I plan it well. Hey. So I remember the time I was
going. When you learn something.
I remember the time I was going.
On the sofa of lies. Hey, stretcho.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
What a hey.
Welcome to another day of clowning.
Yes, whatever.
This one.
Whatever. Mm. Yeah, I'm calling this one, Abby.
This one.
Okay, don't worry. All right, let's start the show. You know how we do it every single day, Monday to Friday, 10 to 12 noon. Mm-hmm. And we tell you, if you've taken your... If there's anything bothering you, we've given you the exercise. As long as you are living, it can be sorted.
Yes.
And believe it will. And say things you want to happen to you.
Speak it to the universe.
Speak it. Just say it. I will be... This will happen.
Or this Wahala no go kill me.
This Wahala
it shall
no,
not be the death of
it
me.
It shall not be the end of me. I will survive this. Landlord, I will buy this your house one day. Might not tell him, can say it to yourself, all right? So do this and just be positive, all right? And laugh when you can. Laugh. It takes more muscles to frown than to smile.
Actually, it's
so
true.
Don't do that to yourself, all right? And this show is there to help that happen, all right? Remember also, for the wives out there, World Cup is starting and might not be as tough.
Why does it have to be wives? I like football. What are you talking
Some
about?
Wives, most wives don't like football. Most girlfriends like don't.
I mean, if you love your husband, you should love football.
No, you don't really have to love football. You don't love it, none.
Okay, but if you love me as a man, you have to love football.
Are you a man?
As if you love me as a man. What's wrong with you?
I love you too, girl. All right, let's start the show. The first part of the show is where we sound off.
Mm-hmm.
We'll bring a topic to you. Things you might have been seeing and want to talk about. We talk about it in the style we choose to. All right? And you listen to it. And after that, you get into the music.
We don't take
today.
Comments.
No.
No comments.
No.
No
Everything
comments.
Is closed. Yeah. And after that, musing. And after the musing, a little bit more serious part. And we get
And
to
today's
energy.
Thursday. We are going to talk about joint property.
Joint.
Husband and wife.
You hone, high hone.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, who hones? All right.
All right, it's time for Sound Off. When ladies and
life can be fun.
But life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And it's brought Nigeria's Tobi Amusu has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous. A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Badruba, has been arraigned before an Ogba magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off,
where we bring these issues to the fore.
Mm-hmm. You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on WhatsApp Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Give dates.
All right, so it's a quarter past. This is Sound Off. We know if you stay in Lagos, you live in this zone, you visit Lagos often, you must have seen, noticed, or heard that Okada, 1st of September was when the Riot Act was read out, and Lagos State Government banned commercial motorcycles in the metropolis, added 4 more local government areas and 6 local council development areas effective 1st of September this year. With this pronouncement, the state government directed Nigeria Police Force, the Army, the Air Force, and other law enforcement formations within the state to form the Anti-Okada Squad that will enforce the implementation of the Phase 2. Well, the government had in June banned the operation of commercial motorcycles in 6 local government areas and 9 LCDAs. The latest move brought to 10 out of 20 local government areas in the state with commercial motorcycles where they were banned. Consequently, effective 1st September, Okada operations will no longer become something you see in the city. But that's good. They had plans. They said what they wanted to do this for. But according to the commissioner, the coalition of accidents, many were caused by bikes. So Igbobi complains everywhere. And they gave good reasons. A robbery was being done by this and it was banned. But let's roll the tape to last week, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. We see policemen, we see the military on bikes, and they are moving, they are doing brisk business in the city. I know this t-shirt you see at the back, this Mopo t-shirt, Gallant Mopo. Once they put that on, or you see the camouflage of the army, or a t-shirt of someone riding a bike.
Mm.
And they are invisible, just like those going one way with the siren and stuff and stuff. And they are not 10, not 20 in Lagos. There are a lot of them. I know many bikes have been destroyed by the task force, the Anti-Okada Task Force, working very hard. You see truckloads of bikes. They are being crushed and all. But some people are riding every day, asking you, are you going my way? And you can get on the bike and take a ride with the ban in place. And the downside to this is if they are apprehended, esprit de corps comes in, the bike rider can go. But you, why do you board Okada? They will arrest you and probably take some stuff from this other report going around the city. I'm asking, can we do something and do something in this city, in Nigeria? Mm. Can we do something and it is done?
So, but basically, Stretch is saying enforcement, enforcement, enforcement. These were concerns that were raised when, you know, the Okada ban became a thing, you know, when the government put it out. People wondered. I remember even on Nigerian people, people called in to ask, how are we certain that these security operatives who were supposed to be enforcing the law would not be the ones also taking advantage of that process and breaking it? And here we are having that conversation this morning where mostly police officers and some soldiers are taking advantage of the situation and picking up people. But then whoever is stupid enough to hop on that bike, if they get arrested, it's only you that's getting arrested. The man who's riding the bike would, you know, speak the language of the security agencies, and then he would go. Mm-hmm. But you will have to face it. So again, maybe we're part of the problem. Maybe we're the ones who are allowing ourselves to get, you know, into this wahala. Don't take an Okada. If the policeman is asking you, or the soldier or whatever, it might be your neighbor, your friend, say no. If he's not your family member, say no. Because you see, Okadas have been banned. And if a police officer or a soldier is taking advantage of it, say no. Because you see, we are part of the problem. If we cannot bring enforcement for anything, it's because we're safe. We like to cut corners.
And also talking about that, you find out in other climes when there is a law, there's nobody. If you evade
nobody's
tax,
above it.
Evade tax in the US, even the president, he will be in cuffs. You know. So why is it that in this part we say something?
Can I answer that question?
Yes, please.
Do you see the justice sign, the legal sign, the woman? She's blindfolded. But in Nigeria, we've taken off one of the blindfolds so she can't see rich man, poor man, security agent. Yes.
Okay, so that's it.
Our law, the scales are not balanced.
Okay.
You know, it's tipped in favor of the rich and famous.
And you find this, even if you're in traffic, there's a red light that's saying stop. And somebody comes with the siren, and he can even beat up the road police officer at that junction, and nothing will happen.
This country is not going to change. I'm sorry. Unfortunately, we're not going to change because we were expecting that the guy who's calling himself our leader would do some magic and change. But you don't want to change. We're all part of the problem. Until we're all realizing that we have to do something. We all have a commonwealth, which is making sure that Nigeria is great. And by great, I mean we all do the right thing. And not turn the left eye.
Government should take responsibility.
Government must take responsibility. Security agencies must take responsibility.
Take responsibility.
You, the followers, you, the led,
yes,
you must also take responsibility. If not, we'll keep running around in these circles. And that's Sound Off.
All right, here's musing for today. Let's get straight to it. You know what we do. We introduce it, we tell you about it, and you ruminate, you think about it, and when we come back, we deal with it. All right, here's the story. Check this out. This is something that actually happened in a certain clan. Now, judge this. A man was wrongfully jailed for 12 years for killing his boss. His boss was found dead, and evidence showed it was him that killed the boss. But after he had gone through his tenure for 12 years, he came out and heard that his boss actually wasn't dead, that his boss was hiding somewhere. And he went there, found the boss alive. In anger, he killed the boss. And the law comes, you have killed somebody, you're going to go to jail. And we're asking, has this guy served the term before? I mean, he went to jail for killing someone and he came out to find out the person wasn't even dead. Should he go to jail again? Or should he be set free?
He should go to jail again.
For killing, for what?
Thou shalt not kill.
So what did he go to jail the first time for?
Yeah, well, it was wrongfully, accused.
So how do you compensate him for that?
But now we have facts and evidence, damning evidence, in fact.
But he was jailed at first because of evidence.
Go to jail again.
It's the second time.
Yeah.
People out there, please, when we come back, judge this. This guy went to jail 12 years, not 10 years, not 5 years. 12 years. And he came out. And in anger, you went to hide and you made me go to jail for 12 years. And in anger, he killed him. And the court is saying he's going to go to jail again.
And in anger, you go to jail. How about that?
Let the people judge. We will come back. Mayan, I disagree.
Right. I agree.
We'll see. It still works up, Lego! Yes, 10:40 on the clock, and we're back. Like we said this before we went on that break. You know this man, this story. If you didn't hear the story, hear it again. A man was jailed for 12 years. What did he do? The court proved beyond reasonable doubt. He killed his boss. He killed this man. And the court said, okay, you're going to go to jail for 12 years. He went to jail. I didn't kill him. They sent him to jail. He finished the tenure and came out angrily. Someone said, that's your boss. I saw him there. He's living there. And he went, traced this guy, found the guy alive and well. In anger, whatever ensued, and he killed him. Now, the police got there. You killed this man, and they took him back to court. And the court is saying they're going to jail him again for another 12 years. I'm asking, is it right? Should he be jailed or set free because he already served the tenure? And my learned colleague here, barrister Miriam, he's saying,
Esquire,
he's saying that this man should go to jail. Can you defend this before go to approach the
bench? I put it to you that he had always had an intent to kill.
Yes.
Even though the court got it right. I don't know where they got the evidence, but he did 12 years.
The court got it wrong.
I beg your pardon.
Yeah.
And all he could have done was exercise patience.
Okay, so
to show that he was actually, in the right, and he was not the man who killed his boss. He could have been compensated. He could have too many things that could have happened. We cannot take back those 12 years, but going ahead to kill the man complicates your issues. So you are going to jail, sir.
Do you agree with my Leonard?
You are about to go to jail.
Let me read your messages. Hello, Marianne and Stretch. I'm no lawyer, but it's called double jeopardy, I think. I don't think he can be tried again for a crime he has already been jailed for. Bawu from Ikorodu, that's what you think. Good morning, Marianne and Stretch. The court will certainly not convict him the second time because of the principle of double jeopardy. You cannot be convicted twice for the same offense. Just the same way double taxation works. Okay. Mm-hmm. People are coming up. People are learned here. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's find out this one. This one said, good morning. Okay, this one is voting here. All right. The law is unfair. He has already done the time. But Stretch, no vexo. Which one be you already done the tenure?
Now, I don't know what an
he has spent his time in jail 12 okay. years, like okay. three political tenures. All right, let's get to the phone lines.
Call 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. Or you can call 01465-7190. We'd like to hear from you. Join the conversation. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Can you hear me?
Hello, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up,
Lagos? Hey, yeah, yeah. Oops.
Oh, we lost you.
All right, let's find out
what's
who
that
this
call?
Is.
Please call back. Oh, dear.
All right.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
You're singing
it? Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. What's your name?
My name is Ike from Ikorodu.
Ike, go ahead.
Ike from Ike, yeah. Go ahead.
The judge needs to go to jail.
Jehovah.
Not the offender have to go to second jail again.
Okay.
Oh, the judge.
That is what I discovered there. Thank
okay,
you.
The judge needs to go to jail.
So,
okay.
So because the judge passed, the judge only passed his judgment based on what he saw, the evidence that was presented by the defense and, of course, the prosecution. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah. What's up, Lagos? Yes, what's your name, sir?
Yeah, my name is Praise.
All right, Praise, what do you think?
I think the guy has to go back.
Thank you.
Why?
Thank you.
Like, this time it's going to be 20 years or 30 years.
Yes.
Why? You killed the same person two times.
They're going to give him life imprisonment.
Yes, now, he has to repent now.
No, but okay, why did he go to jail the first time?
Okay, let me see. That one it was a mistake.
How can you tell me?
Okay, this second one. So you have to. They will double it like.
Two get four now. They remove the first one from the second one now.
No. It's not like that.
Thank God they're not a lawyer. So.
So the guy will go back.
Thank you.
Okay,
don't
thanks
mind
for calling.
Stretch.
I put it to you.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Oops.
Hey, whoa. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
What's right. Stretch to life. Good morning.
This is Pastor Ladipo.
Pastor.
Hi, Pastor Ladipo. Can you walk away from your radio? Thank you.
He's on the
okay.
way.
Okay. Am I clear now?
You're manageable.
See, my take is this. The guy would have been handsomely rewarded. If he had not taken the second option.
Yes.
I haven't discovered that his boss was alive. The opportunity for him to get rich. Because it's hard for him. So for me, he will go to jail again.
Hey,
for
God.
The Lord to his hand.
Oh, yes. My God. The Supreme
Nigeria.
Oh, uh-huh. My God.
You're
thank
about
you.
To go to jail. You're about to go to jail. What? Your boy is going to jail.
Your boy will go to jail. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah.
Yes, life. Good morning.
What's your name, sir?
Morning. Fidelis is my name.
Fidelis. Go ahead.
Yes, first time caller.
Hey.
First time caller.
Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, sir.
In fact, I concur with the last caller.
That's
because the first one... He should have come to understand that he make a mistake and how he has discovered that the boss is alive. In order for him to have patience, then he just took over the actions that make him to kill the boss.
What will you do after 12 years of being in prison? 12 years?
Yes, actually.
And the boss knew that somebody is in jail for him and he's alive. Didn't you go and say he's alive? Why didn't you go and say he's alive?
No.
What
you shouldn't have done that.
Uh-huh.
As far as he's concerned, that the boss is alive. Somebody come and whisper him, and you went and see it reality. Then you will now say that, sir, I was being accused of the false allegations that I'm the one I kill you. All of a sudden, I've discovered that you are alive.
Uh-huh.
Simple for him to just calm down and take the case back in order to resolve all the issues.
So the anger, they will pay him 12 years?
Yes. Mm. Then he just got anger. Then make him to kill the man.
Okay.
That is a very... a big sin he committed.
Mm. Thank you.
The one that they let him be in jail wasn't his sin.
But you see, two wrongs don't make it right. I don't even get what you're arguing about here. I know that he was wrongfully convicted. There are people who spent 20 years in jail.
You're telling me sorry.
And then they come out and they get a very good
pay. He's angry.
But what has that anger gotten him?
Another
20 years in jail.
No.
That is not justice. That's stupidity.
The court should say because he jailed you wrongly, double jeopardy. They can't jail me. Okay, what's the offense he committed the second
stupidity.
Time?
He just killed a man.
So the one that he went for the first time, killed a man.
They suspected that he killed a man. Now he killed a man, and we have evidence. We leave no stone unturned. I beg you. This is your argument. You know they work. It's not working.
What's up, Lagos?
I think you want to read some of those messages. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Naiku. This matter,
Hey. All right.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, we can hear you.
I say, in this matter, actually, the guy actually misused the opportunity God gave to him.
Mm.
In the sense that if you could have handled this matter maturely, you would have become somebody for emulation in the whole society.
Yes.
You blast saying
it. Yes.
What I'm seeing, trying to say is that it is a lesson that we all have to learn. And the judge too, the justice in the country, if it is in this thing happens in this country, it should be a thing that people should reason about.
Okay.
So that people will not play jungle justice.
Exactly.
For the sake of money.
Mm.
How can the judge condemn somebody without assurance?
But there was evidence.
It's a wrong evidence.
But it was evidence.
But then it was admissible in court.
But it's very wrong. He did not investigate.
It happens all the time. They did.
You understand me? So whatever matter come up to the table of a judge should be quietly investigated.
Okay.
So actually, the guy actually misused the will.
Okay.
All right. A message at Good Morning, Marianne and Strength. The man shouldn't have killed the boss. He should have filed a case back to the courts with a lawyer, and the man would pay him for wrong information. This is to show that people should learn to control their anger.
Mm-hmm.
He wouldn't have killed his boss, but he would have won. I am Dampi from Igondo. Dampi, thank you very much. And this one said, for me, I will do likewise, making sure the victim is surely dead. Second, I am protected in law. Can you be tried twice, third time for a case that has been evaluated? Those collaborations and victims. Okay, long story. All right, so we need to take a short break here. We have InfoGirl here. I think InfoGirl has something to be told, but let me just get one more message off the floor. This says, Adegoke from Lekki, with evidence. Which evidence are you talking about now? Was the body of the dead man found? The judge. Now, half-baked judge, I beg. Which kind of judgment be that? Who says he would get justice in this Niger? Hey, they're bringing it to Niger again. All right, so that's the much of the messages we can get to see here.
All right, we're going to go for a quick break. When we come back, Info Girl has some info for us. Do you? Nigeria in for 4 minutes. Come past the 11 o'clock hour. Welcome still to What's Up, Lagos? My name is Mary Anacon. Stretch is here with me in the building, and we've been arguing about a situation where a man found himself wrongfully accused of murder, went to jail, did 12 years, and was released on good behavior. But then, when he was upon his release, he found out that the man who they claimed he had killed was in hiding. Now, let's not even go into the hiding part, because that's a whole kettle of fish on its own. But then, out of anger, he killed the man. Now, Stretch on this other side of the table is saying, well, it's double jeopardy. He's supposed to be let go because, you see, initially he's already served jail term. Well, honey, you about to go back to jail.
Honey, you're honey yourself.
But then my lawyer girl is in the studio.
Yes, she's here.
She's going to give us a legal angle to this before we have to put this to bed. In a Nigerian way, you understand me?
You put it to
put
bed,
it
Abby.
To bed.
Let me read one message before we introduce the beautiful lawyer in the studio. Patience is really necessary in life, Sha. But it won't, I won't blame the guy for the action. It's out of depression. Let's calculate the remaining of his years. If serving another 12 years, yay, 24 years. Well, introduce your, the way you went to call lawyer for me.
Well, you see, I mean, I got them. I told you I have lawyers like this. I will just call and they'll show up. All right, lawyer girl is here because it's Thursday. Yes, Olamide Onifade is a family lawyer and also a real estate lawyer. And today, we're back to talk about you and Madame. And Madame and you, sir. Yes. Joint property, joint everything. You know how they used to do joint custody, joint bank account, joint everything.
But before she starts, let's make a statement on this one that is custody.
Olamide, please give us a legal perspective.
Help us just finish
what
this.
What the law says.
Even though you are not a lawyer,
which is your
analysis, you're a lawyer.
Hey!
Like a quack,
Something like that.
I know the law. You know, it's because that jam me. I could have jammed my grandfather to be a lawyer.
I know in law. So tell us what the law says about this.
Honestly, what she said is right in the first place. It was a wrongful conviction.
Yes.
And he got out of jail.
Yes.
And
12 years of his life.
Agreed.
Yes.
What he should have been seeking for was compensation.
From who?
From the government. From
when
the government.
He sees the guy alive, right?
Yes, he's just what he should have just been after was just to get
to prove
of
yes.
the guy and hand him over to the authorities.
So what about at the moment he sees somebody that made him waste 12 years of your life and he
then
reacts.
That's a defense. Maybe that cannot bring it down from
murder to
the offense
manslaughter.
To manslaughter. But definitely he's going back for a jail time.
Yeah.
If they
you
can
don't
prove
put laws into your hands on that. Any condition.
Maybe
I wrote this song.
Maybe
you were about to go to jail.
Let me talk.
You about
dog.
To go
Talky.
To jail.
So this man spent 12 years.
Yes.
He's in jail year one,
I've
year
heard
two,
this
year
before.
Two. Let me talk.
There's some people that go to jail 30, 40 years.
Exactly.
Does that make you right?
Too many Americans have been freed
Thank
for
you.
Wrongful murder and then they were compensated by the state. You did, then you go and kill somebody.
Will this state compensate
this?
You? This
yes.
state?
They have to. They
will give you what?
Yes, they will. They must. What is 1 million naira?
How much do you think they will
give?
They
will not give you 1 million
naira. Go to president. Which other... has it ever happened in Nigeria?
Okay, killing the person. What has that
What
done?
Has it done for
Satisfaction.
You?
Satisfaction.
But well,
so that makes you a killer.
To jail.
You keep going back to jail for killing the same guy. That was
and there's nothing like
do.
Double jeopardy would not apply here.
It would not.
Okay, so let's clear the air. What does double
jeopardy
mean?
Okay, it's very similar, but in
yes.
the... But, surround with the fact of this case, it won't apply. Double jeopardy is being tried again for something you've been tried for
before,
right?
Okay.
But in this case,
how come it doesn't
now
apply?
That the man did not die, the supposed man did not die,
yes,
then it means it was wrongful conviction,
yes,
so it wasn't a case of murder again. Now he actually now committed the offense,
and so there's no need for a trial.
There will now be a real trial now.
So what if he proves that he wasn't the one that killed him the second time? That
How
was
will he prove
self-defense.
That?
Then I said he cannot bring it down from murder
to
manslaughter.
So where does his 12 years come in?
Compensation. Monetary compensation.
Anyway, welcome.
Life is not fair.
Welcome.
On public policy, it won't fly.
Exactly. Well, welcome. Olamide Onifade is, like I said earlier on, a family lawyer and a real estate lawyer. And today we're going to be talking about something different. Joint property ownership between couples. It's very important. Stretch and I had a conversation about a man who owned land and his wife built a school on it. And then they had a divorce. And the woman said, the school is mine.
The man
said,
the land is mine.
In our situation, let's set the ball rolling. Olamide.
In that situation, okay. Who owns what? How did they do? How would they share it?
Who don't
know? What? Sorry, okay, let's go.
We can't finish up.
At all. Okay, so let's start from the beginning. What should you consider as a couple when you want to jointly own property? Let's start
I didn't get
from
that.
There. What should you consider as a couple
when you get into marriage and then you want to jointly own property, what are the things that you need to take into consideration?
Okay, you know what? I wouldn't answer that question now. Okay. I want to lay a foundation. Right. We'll get there.
Okay.
Now, joint concurrent ownership or co-ownership or joint ownership is all, it all means the same thing. So I can use it interchangeably.
Okay.
Could occur between couples and any other person. Both of you can decide to acquire property together.
Okay.
So on that note, the legal effect of that will be the same thing. Mm. However, the issue that can now come in with couples is when there's a dispute.
Mm.
So to start with, what's the legal implication of owning property when two or more people owning property? There are two types of property ownership in Nigeria. There is joint tenant and there is tenancy in common. They are both different in character and consequence.
Hmm.
So for joint tenancy, the law leans towards joint tenancy.
Okay.
That for every co-ownership, any joint property, the starting point will be your intention was for it to be owned as joint tenant, except you can now prove otherwise.
Okay.
Now, the consequence, the character of this is, it's joint tenancy has something called rights of survivorship. And what rights of survivorship means is that, so take for instance, three of us co-own the property together.
Okay.
Rights of survivorship means that who last to die will take all.
Okay.
Do you understand what I mean?
Okay.
Okay, so take for instance, myself, you and Marianne co-own this beautiful studio.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Under joint tenancy.
Uh-huh.
The person, so take for, you are the oldest now, so you will go before us. Mm. Okay.
What if he doesn't?
You're killing me now.
So, take for instance, Fred now becomes 100 years old. He 100, passes.
140.
Okay, 140. Mm. He passes. Marianne, between me and you, who's older?
No, we're the same age, but then different months. So,
okay, I'm January.
Yes, we'll now look for who will die first.
So, when I'm 150,
uh-huh,
I now pass on. You'll be the last survivor. You take all.
I take all?
You take everything. Now, for between me and Stretch, we cannot pass our interest in that land to our own personal representatives or beneficiaries.
Okay. Why?
Because
That's what right of survivorship means.
I see.
So it's the winner, the last person takes all. So you cannot even devise it under your me or under your will. You can't give it to your heirs or your beneficiaries.
Because it's not your own alone.
Yes. Oh. Okay. So a lot of couples use it.
Hmm.
So their children don't get it.
So what would happen if Mr. A and Mrs. A have a property jointly under joint tenancy?
Okay.
It means that if the man passes,
it's the wife's own.
In all. So the issue of family members coming to take over bank and all of that.
That fortifies the woman or whoever.
Yes.
Lives.
Okay. Yes. So what I do is when I want to prepare an agreement like that, I always ask. Now, if you prepare an agreement, a deed of assignment, and you do not put anything to show that this thing is not intended to be as joint ownership, then it is a joint tenant. So a lot of people should, if you have any property with anybody now, I think the first thing
should be default.
Doing.
If you don't specify.
Thank you. By default.
Okay.
That's the word.
Yeah, okay.
By default, it should be joint tenancy, except there are words of severance indicated.
Okay.
Now, so that will now be tenancy in common. Now, for tenancy in common, you can own individual shares in it.
Mm-hmm.
So you can own 25%. I can own 25% and she owns 50%.
Okay.
And we all own it individually.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So if we want to sell it, she gets us 50%.
I can put it in my will.
Yes,
you can. It can be inherited on my side. Okay.
Yes, we can decide to partition the property.
Okay. Uh-huh.
We can decide to do whatever we want to do about it.
Hmm.
So that's tenancy.
I like this one.
Tenancy in common.
But in any deed of assignment, there has to be something to reflect that it should be owned. Excuse me, as tenancy in common. So that's where you find
to Marianne and Stretch in equal shares. And then to be owned individually, you know, words of severance. Mm-hmm. So if we can look at it, if we look at the deed of assignment and it indicates it's supposed to be, it's the intention is to be owned differently, then it will be tenant in common. But if then there's no word of severance, then it will be owned as joint tenant.
I think I like the letter. The letter is most interesting.
Well,
because I can put it in my
maybe
will.
For partnership, I would say for partnership. Even for partnership, you can't own it as joint tenant. It doesn't make commercial decision sense. Hmm. Maybe in that, but for couples, I believe it should be joint tenant.
Yeah, yes, because both of you might have some same interests.
Same interests.
Yeah.
Children. Like
so, and for joint tenant, there's something they called four unities. Unity of possession, time, title, and hey, what was the last word? No. I forgot it. Anyway, but the four unities. Yes. So it all has to be, you have to get the title at the same time. So take for instance, we bought it at this, we have to pull money together to buy it at the same time. So if we had bought the property prior and you now, we now want to share part of it with you,
mm-hmm.
we want to sell part of it with you, then we are no longer joint tenants.
Okay.
Because our title didn't come in at the same time.
A title like in what we put into the purchase.
Or no, buying. The acquiring interest in the property was not at the same time.
And we can't share, for instance, if you and I buy this property 100%, and Marianne comes, why did you guys tell me? I want to be part of this. We can't split it?
We can. But immediately that happens, it means that she wasn't a part owner at the time we got, we became part of owners.
Yeah, what I'm saying, can't we put her into it in any
way? Yes, but the consequence will be we all now own it as joint tenants.
Okay.
Because there's no unity of time.
Okay.
Oh, I see.
Then
I see.
Possession and all of that. Yes, the last one I was asking, I was going to remember is possession.
Okay.
So she came in later on. So there's no unity of time, unity of possession and all of that.
Okay.
So now going into
husband and wife,
when there's now a dispute, what was that question you'd asked?
Man and a woman got married, they have kids. The man owned the land and the woman built a school on the land because, you know, it was lying fallow. And the woman said, let's build a school. It's a great school.
And she built the school.
And she built the school. But now they're separated. And
the woman says, it's my school. The man says, I want my school. Land.
The man says, I want my land. So what happened?
Okay. Ordinary property law.
Mm-hmm.
And the principle of the property law says whoever owns the land owns whatever is on it.
Aladdin.
Right?
Okay.
But when it comes to matrimonial issues, it's not really like that.
Legally.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
So if you are not married to Mary Ann,
mm-hmm.
and something like that happens,
the land is, the property on top is mine?
No, it's not. It's not. Because now, there was, at the time she put the property on it,
mm-hmm.
there was consent.
Consent. Not written.
It doesn't matter. You can prove in other ways.
Okay.
So there was consent. It wasn't like she was a trespasser. If she was a trespasser,
I won't let her build.
Yes, you won't fold back your hands.
Mm.
And even as a trespasser, right, there's something we call adverse possession. If you own a land and you let life fallow for 12 years, right,
mm-hmm.
without being in possession, and I come in on the land,
build
on it, and I've been on it for more than 12 years.
It's mine legally,
adversely, adverse possession. Anyway,
but I could also tackle it in court, right?
That's what I'm saying. You lose your right in court after 12 years.
Wait, I have land. I need to go and do something on the land.
No, it's nobody's on it. It's fine.
No, what if somebody has done a poultry or something?
And you leave that person on
maybe
it.
Maybe she doesn't know.
I've not been there in a while, so what happened?
You better run there.
Not up to 12 years. Not up to 12 years.
It's not up to 12 years.
Not up to 12 years.
Like 3 years.
Yeah, so after 12 years, your right is extinguished. Now, in this situation that you've said, whoever owns the land, he owns the land, right?
Mm-hmm.
But with his consent, she built. Once she can prove
that he allowed me build.
Yes. What the court will probably do in that situation is to make an order for sale.
Of the land?
The entire property. You can't sell land without the property.
Okay.
Yeah,
the building.
Including the school.
Then go into a sharing formula.
Whoa.
So now, for matrimonial properties, what applies is, I think it's not fair. It's not fair on women. But this is, as we speak, this is the law.
Go on and say it. We don't, if you're not trying to.
You know, abroad, there's something, they redistribute property.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter that you contributed. There are a lot of contribution, which could be direct or indirect. But the way it works in Nigeria, if the man, whoever owns, the starting point is whose name
is
on the property.
Okay.
Mine.
Okay. So now, if the wife's name is on the property solely, and the wife's, the husband's name is not on that property, it is presumed
that
the wife owns that property. And that's the presumption of advancement. There's a presumption
that she, her own.
No, sorry, not presumption. It's our own.
Okay.
If the husband now comes in to say,
I bought it for her.
I bought it for her.
Yes.
There will be a presumption of advancement. That, well, you were in love.
Yes, that's why.
You advanced it to her.
Mm-hmm.
But if a man, has a property, and the name, if there's a property, the matrimonial home is in the name
of the wife,
of the husband.
Husband, yeah.
And the wife says,
he gave it to me.
I advanced the money to him.
Okay.
To build it.
Yes.
But I told him to put it in
his name.
His name. There is no presumption of advancement.
Wow.
So it's the man's own?
No.
It's the woman's own?
It could be resulting trust.
Ah, this,
then it
this,
means that the husband,
the law is so confusing,
held it in trust.
For
it's
her.
Not confusing.
It's straightforward, but
wait.
Ah, why
it's,
not?
Thank you. It's straightforward,
yeah,
right?
It is.
Now, from common law or you know culture and all of that, it is presumed that men are supposed to provide.
Yeah, for the
for
women.
So when a woman now puts your name, how do I call it, on a property?
On a property, yeah.
She can't. She didn't want to give it to you.
It's because you are the head of the family.
Thank you.
Ah, God.
But,
God.
But if a wife, if a man says, hey, I put her name, you gave her.
Are you seeing this world?
Wow, I'm so shocked.
Where
we have to go for a quick break now because Lagos, we want to bring you into this conversation. Don't forget the phone lines are up on 0700-993-993-993. Be part of the conversation. We'll be back after that long break. Ladies, also join us on 01465-7190 and send us a WhatsApp message. We're live on Facebook and YouTube, so go join the conversation. Drop your comments below. We'll be right back. All right, so what's up, Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info, and we're back from the break. 39 minutes gone past 11 o'clock hour. Olamide Onifade is still here in the studio. She is a family lawyer and a real estate lawyer. And before we went on that break, we were talking about joint property ownership between couples. Now, Olamide, before we went on that break, you were trying to give us different scenarios.
Yes,
go ahead.
Okay, so before we went on the break, I was talking about advancement. Like a wife, but that is if you advance in whole. To say, I own the property independent of this man. I just advanced the money to him. He's just a caretaker. The court will presume that he was advanced indeed. But if it's the other way around, then it means that you actually gave her as a gift.
Okay.
Unless you can prove, unless there's a, you know, proof that it wasn't intended to be. So, but when it now comes to joint owning the property jointly, well, reflecting just one half of the couple's name in the on the title deed, then it's different. Do you guys understand?
Yeah.
Okay, so it means that, take for instance, you stretch, you build the matrimonial home.
Okay.
And the wife's name is not reflected on it. And there's a dispute. And his wife is saying, though I do not own, I didn't advance the money to him, but I made substantial contribution. So in this instance, I am entitled to something from it.
Without evidence, how do you prove you made substantial contribution?
It has to. There has to be evidence. You can't just say it's. But don't forget that in relationship, most of the time, we don't. Nobody anticipates disputes.
I know.
So in most cases, it's always informal. Now, the issue is not even the direct contribution. It's the indirect contribution. So if the Nigerian courts are saying, the only thing the Nigerian courts recognizes is direct contribution. And it has to be the quality and the quantity. So take for instance, if the property is about 50 million,
mm-hmm.
and you come in to say, I contributed a millionaire, it's not substantial enough.
Okay.
It's negligible. They wouldn't, you would be entitled to nothing.
Hmm.
Or to say, I decorated the home.
What if the wife's contribution is informal? Contributions like...
No, I was going there.
Yeah, okay.
So with that, you won't get anything unless you can show that you had direct, and that is money, transpired.
Mm. Mm. I get
and it. You have evidence to show. And it has to be substantial.
Mm.
Now take couples who have such agreement, but in an informal situation and indirectly.
Mm-hmm.
Take, for instance, stretch... Do you want to build a home
mm-hmm.
with your wife?
Mm-hmm.
The wife is also working, you are also working. And you agree, both of you agree that the wife should rather take up the home maintenance, children,
okay.
school fees and everything, family flights for holiday and everything. She bears all the burden. And you are supposed, your side of the agreement
is to build the house.
Mm. The Nigerian court does not recognize that contribution.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. If it's not.
Even if you have that, evidence that I pay school fees, I buy a flight ticket.
No.
So you're doing it.
So if you're a housewife, you give up your work, your career, okay. your everything to face the home.
Yeah.
Build the home in anticipation that you have
an investment, sort of.
Under the Nigeria.
Mm.
There's no stake for you.
Hi. Okay.
So you can see that is very brutal.
Very.
And there has to be a law reform in that regard.
Yeah, and women need to push for it. But then we have a lot of questions coming in. Once again, I'd like to open up the phone lines because we have just about 9 minutes to go. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. And if you're a lady, 01-465-7190. That's 01-465-7190. We're not going to exhaust this conversation because we have to bring it back next week and continue. There's a lot to talk about.
All right, let's read messages before the phone calls come in. Good morning, Marianne and Stretch. My husband took me to court on a divorce case and placed the house I live with my kids on sale while the divorce case is still on. Please, what should I do? Presently, he is not living with us. Yemi from Ikorodu. Okay, so while you're ruminating on that. Good morning. This was shared between the two sons of a particular man without any documentation or documents of proof. As many centuries gone by, the offspring community of one of the sons who chose and owned the landed property decided to go to court to claim all the things grown on the land, which are of economic importance, such as palm trees and other economic trees, which belong to the second son. Note that the son that owns the land is different from the son that owns the economic trees on the land. So the one who owns the land wants to own both the land and everything that is grown on it because they're of economic importance. How possible can this be in order to avoid communal clash between these two communities? Akim from Obudu.
Okay, so the first person was talking about the matrimonial.
Akem, rather, from Obudu. Akem.
No, yeah. The first lady, and the first question was a lady who says it's a matrimonial home, though she doesn't live with the man. And the man
has put the question, house on sale.
The question is, has it been sold or he just wants to sell it?
It's on sale from what she wrote.
I think she should be going to court to get an injunction.
Okay.
Mm.
To put it on hold.
Because they're living there.
Number one. And did she, is there any direct contribution? Did she make any contribution? Why is she asking for? Then there's what we call property settlement.
Okay.
Because of the children, that's the matrimonial home. And because of the children, the court can delay the sale until maybe when the last one is 18.
Because
that's the matrimonial home. So she can, I think what she should be doing is going to court to stop the sale.
Go to court.
And in most cases, women win that. If you can prove it's the matrimonial home and in the interest of the children, the property will be settled in the interest of the children until they are of age.
So what does she need to get an injunction?
It's to go to court.
No, like,
her lawyer will get that done.
Okay, I am married to this man.
Yes, the fact of the case will determine if she's entitled to the grant or not.
Yeah.
All right,
we want to go to the phone lines now. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. Or If you are a lady, you can call 01465-7190. That's 01465-7190. We're talking about this joint ownership of property for couples. And we want to hear from you. If you have a question for our guest, Olamide Onifade, then the phone lines are open for you. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Oh dear, sorry about that. Please call us back. We'd like to hear from you. All right. Well, and don't forget, you can send us a WhatsApp message. You can tweet at Nigeria Info. Don't forget 99.3 with the hashtag WhatsApp Lagos. Okay. That way we can read your messages. It'll be very easier for us to pick out your message. But if you just send us a random message, you go hard. It'll be very hard.
This is really like someone who is a housewife.
Yes.
And her duties, husband says, I don't want you to work.
Yes.
Leave this, your whatever career. Stay at home.
Yes.
And she does that for 15, 20, 25
years. Thank you. Raises the children.
Yes.
And after 30 years of marriage, the children have all left home. They've become
and
very successful.
She has nothing.
And she's left with nothing.
Okay, and the law doesn't recognize her contribution.
No, so far it's indirect, is not tangible. No.
Wow.
So what's your advice?
We lawyers are pushing for a reform in that area.
Okay, so in the midst, before this reform is done, if it's ever done, I don't think most husbands will want to leave their wives hanging. I'm just thinking. She wants, this is a contribution. He loves the fact that she's doing that. And this thing gets worse if the husband dies.
You don't,
yeah. If the husband dies,
yes,
she has nothing both ways.
No. Remember, I think the first time I came here, we talked about, yes. So it now depends on if he made a will, if he did not make a will.
Yeah.
If he did not make a will, then the court, it will revert to under the rules of intestacy, which will be determined about the kind of marriage. So if she was married under customary law, I'm sorry, she would not get anything.
Wahala. Wahala.
Except she was married on the statute, under the Marriage Act.
I hope people are taking notes.
If a man wants to protect his wife.
Yes, that's what I was going to.
Put her name on it as joint tenant.
Okay.
Put her name on.
On the property, on the title document.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm happy to get you for today.
All right.
What's your name and what's your question?
I'm Joshua. I'm calling you from Abado.
All right. Go ahead.
No, I've been following your guest topic. Since I married my wife, I asked her to leave her job. At least the kids are small. She cannot be taking care of them now. So I asked her to leave the job. But now I made a decision that she should go and learn something. Hello, can you hear me?
We're listening to you.
So she should learn fashion so that when the kids are up, more, she can start up her own.
She can go into her own business.
I want to hear from your guest.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for calling. I don't know if he's worried about the fact that, you know, his wife come home, what will happen after? Sit and take care of the child or the children.
He can. Okay, we're going to do a topic on wills.
Okay.
So you can take care of her in your will.
Will, okay.
Or just make sure that her name reflects on all what you have, only a joint.
Even if it's a bank account, can she be a signatory?
Oh, yes. Something. They can have a joint account and all that. Just make preparation for your family, especially when we meet.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos? What's your name, sir?
I'm TG. I'm calling from Lekki.
You have 60 seconds. Go ahead, please.
Okay, I want to find out a situation where the man marries his wife and somehow at some point she picked up a profession and she began to do well, became even richer than the man.
Mm-hmm.
And she now has a lot of wealth because of the profession she chose. Does she have to write a will, and will the man be included in the will also? Because many times when anything happens, the family of the woman will just come. They will even accuse the man of killing the wife because he wants to take the woman's property. And there will be so much chaos. Okay. I need some advice on that. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Olamide, because we're almost out of time, you have 45 seconds to respond to this.
I think we have to take questions next week.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so in this case, he's saying that if the wife is richer, was richer because she eventually died, that what is the stake of the man? That's what is called a will. It's whatever she writes in the will. So if she caters for the man in the will, fine. If she doesn't cater for the man in the will. But if there's no will and they were married under the Marriage Act, the husband will be entitled to 1/3 of the property of the woman.
So both parties should be able to write a will.
Yes.
Wills are not masculine.
It's not gender specific.
They're also not a death sentence.
Mm. Yes.
No, but yeah, I'm just saying men and women. I mean, yes. If both of you are involved.
It's not gender specific. Not gender a lot specific. Of women are now economically viable.
Yes, so they should also write a will.
Oh, definitely.
All right.
Well, guys, we have to go. This is what always happens. We never have enough time to talk about all of these issues. But next week, we will continue.
We will.
Part two of, you know, joint ownership of property between couples and what the law in Nigeria says about it and how we can all be ready so that, you know, nothing takes us by surprise. Olamide Onifade is a family lawyer and also she is a property lawyer, and it's always a pleasure to have her in the studio because she always educates us on stuff that we all need to know and arm ourselves. You know, journalists, we think we know too much.
I'm
we
telling
know,
you, know look how two of us are just
but
quiet.
They're like, oh, wow.
But thank you so much for coming through all the time. We look forward to seeing you on Thursday.
Next
and we'll
week.
Do a lot of question and answers next time. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right,
well, my name is Mary Anacon. Thank you, Lagos, for being part of the conversation from 10 till now. Follow Nigerian Info on all of its platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. And follow me on Twitter and Instagram, MIMIEYO. That's Mimi Eyo or Mary Ann Dukokun everywhere else.
All right, my name is Stretch. Stretch Original on Instagram, Stretch Cool on Twitter. You have a station mean handle won't let out.
Olamide Lady on Olamide _ lady _ lawyer on Instagram.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you so
Olamide
much.
Olamide _ lady _ on Instagram.
Bye-bye. See you tomorrow.
We gotta go. Bye-bye, Lagos. Love you. My people also like